Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a one-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
Hey, guys.
It's happening.
Snoopy and Joey. Welcome to It's Happening with Snoopy and Joey.
We are here. We are queer. Get used to it. Snoopy and I are in the flesh live together. I did set up some new software. I felt like I worked at CBS Viacom.
Joey looks like a producer. He has his big mic here, mm-hmm. and he was doing test check, mic 1, 2, 1, 2. It's like, calm down, producer.
So if you can't hear us, or it sounds like... we're aliens, or we sound like Caitlyn Jenner.
Or we sound amazing.
And in The Masked Singer, that is my fault, and I do formally apologize.
So welcome to the show. I'm still hungover from our live show. And today, actually, well, tonight or last night, we ended up doing the VIPs that we missed because we got too wasted to speak. So shout out to all of our VIPs that understand, and we are so happy that we got to talk to you guys.
Yeah, and so that was fun. So we can do those all the time. So if you know what we're talking about, it's on our Looped app. We did a live show, and then we did a meet and greet after. Well, we tried to do a meet and greet, and then there was technical difficulties with Nicole's slurring.
Yeah, you couldn't even understand me. I was on a different planet.
So we had to reschedule due to unforeseen circumstances.
Incoherent.
Yes, and we scheduled, but we could also do them again. So if you know what cameos are, that's when we just send you a video. But a Looped is when we get to talk to each other like a FaceTime. So me and Snoopy will be doing those on our own, together and separately. And
well, since we're from the same family, I feel like I could say it because we are on Cameo and we do Looped for our live shows. But Cameo now does live calls.
They do?
They do. They just started it.
Oh, well, they even invited me to do it.
Yeah, we're going to do some on Looped and probably some on Cameo. But Looped is like our home where we do our live podcast shows.
And that's where I'm doing my cooking videos, my live cooking show. No, don't get confused, guys. I know I have a lot going on. My live cooking classes. So that's what so I said Zoom cooking. Well, I decided that I don't want to do it on Zoom because I'm just starting out to be a producer and I don't know how it really works. So I'm going to have my friends over at Looped hook it up and it's going to be just as fun and we're going to have a good time all over that. Snoopy, now I would like to also say if you've been to one of our live shows back before pre-COVID, you know, it was a real shit show. People would piss their pants, and we're excited to say that we have that nature is healing, and we have some new shows on the horizon that I'm excited about.
Oh, you guys. So we told you last time that we're going to be in Texas. We're doing 3 shows, and we just added Connecticut and Boston again.
Are we going back to the Wilbur?
So I don't know if it's the Wilbur.
Wilbur
was such a great time.
That was.
Let me see. I'm checking the emails.
But I think we're going to be at Foxwoods in Connecticut.
Foxwoods in Connecticut. I love Foxwoods.
I love casinos.
And yeah, so that's Fox Theater at Foxwoods for Connecticut.
What day
and
is that?
And then Boston is the Wilbur.
It is Wilbur. Wilbur!
We are back at the Wilbur, and I feel like we're going to sell out because you guys were amazing in Boston.
Boston. And
such a good time.
Wait, so do we have dates yet or no? They're TBD.
We have dates, but we're not going to say it
yet. It's January.
Yeah, it's in the beginning of next year.
Is it in my birthday?
No. Maybe one is.
Oh, good. You know how many presents I'll get?
You'll get so many presents from the
fans. But we're excited for that. But not only that is, like, you know, spring has sprung, bitch. So I don't know where you're from, but I think it's everywhere in the U.S. Or international? Do we have international guests listening?
International, what's that mean?
That means, like in other countries.
Across the pond.
Yeah, like in like Portugal and Spain and
Chilena
and Africa. And
I don't think we have any international
China.
Listeners. I hope so.
Well, I don't know. Hola, but here in the United States where we live in the East Coast, spring has sprung, hunty. And that means only one thing. The Snooki Shop tour bus is hitting the road without and knocking people down.
Wait, so I'm so excited because I bought the bus. When did I literally bought the bus.
Right after the Beanie Baby crash of 96.
I bought the truck exactly this time last year, I feel like, right before the world started to crumble. I think February. Let's say February I bought it. And I was really excited because I'm definitely into craft fairs. I love craft shows. So I was excited to take my boutique truck to the craft shows. And then all of a sudden, the world was a mess. It was the apocalypse, the pandemic. We were stuck in the house for a year. So I'm like, cool. So this big freaking Snooki Shop truck is sitting in my driveway. Gianni hates it. He's like, can you move it? It's blocking the whole driveway. But now I feel like things are starting to open. So Red Bank, they always do, if you're from the areas, you know, Red Bank does like a huge craft show. And I used to do it all the time with my Etsy stuff. So like I would get a tent and a table and I would sell all my crafts and stuff like that. And I probably did that, what, 4 years ago, 5 years ago?
And I used to come to a craft fair and steal shit off her table and leave.
Yeah, so now that I have my Snooki Shop truck, we're bringing it to Red Bank for their fair and craft show festival, which is April 11th. So we'll be there from 11 to 5. The truck will be there. You guys can shop. And honestly, Red Bank is like one of the prettiest towns in New Jersey. Ah,
that's where we did our first live show.
Yes. And they have a ton of nice shops in the area. They have beautiful restaurants. So
the restaurants are good too.
And I feel like it's going to be a beautiful day because it's spring. So take a day. Go down there with your girlfriends, enjoy the craft show, and come shop at the Snooki Shop.
I actually go my Sperling Dermatology. That's where I go see.
That's where they are.
They're all over, but the one I go to is in Red Bank, New Jersey. So if you want some Botox, you want some cool sculpting, you want some vampire facial, anything, go head up to the Snooki Shop, get an outfit, and then head over to see my friend Christina over at Sperling Dermatology and get some Botox. You're gonna like what you see.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited for the craft show. So hopefully I can add some more locations.
Oh, wait. So when you go to that craft, should you bring other shit besides the Snooki Shop outfits? Like, do you, like, bring all those mugs and shit from your attic, the ones you hand make? Or is it all Snooki Shop?
No, that's just Etsy. So this is all Snooki Shop when it comes to, like, Snooki Shop official merch. And then, of course, like, all my favorite outfits that I sell in store. So you guys are going to like what you say. And it's a beautiful town, like I said. So go ahead. Enjoy yourselves, you know? Take a friend.
Yeah.
Go
so
gander.
I'm glad you're excited to achieve...
Wait, so I bought me and Joey Starbucks just now, and my Starbucks fell on the floor.
Well, you were trying to carry a fucking box the size
of
your head.
So rude.
You can't, I would get off you some of mine, but...
No, I'll shake.
You'll shake.
I don't like that.
So, in other news, like I said, I mentioned at the top of the at the top of the hour, that I was finally able to spill the tea, or the Goyas in this case. That means the beans.
Joey's famous.
About my cooking endeavor with Food and Wine that I've been working tirelessly on for the past few months. So I will be having an exclusive show with Food and Wine. It's going to be on our their YouTube channel on the Food and Wine's website, I believe. And, oh, she has...
Damn it, my soundboard.
And I was so happy. And then I also... Thank you.
Oh. Yeah, Joey! We finally made it.
Thank you so much. So, and I also had a fun project, a side project that's going to be built off the show. I'm not sure if I can say the name of the show yet because I don't want to get sued by the Meredith Corporation. But the cooking show will be coming in April, but I also have a new show where I can feature you guys. And you've been sending your videos, and so I'm going to answer them. And so actually tomorrow we're filming the first episode of the show where I respond to your letter. So I'm doing three things tomorrow. So whoever you'll find out if you won when it happens. But I'll be making three of your dishes tomorrow. So I already answered your questions to the producers, and I picked out all the groceries and what I want to get and what I'm going to make, and I have all the ideas. So if you submitted something, I'll be filming that tomorrow and the next day. But this is my lead up to the sizzle reel, if you will, for my new show. And I'll play the little clip now so you can hear some fun one-liners I have on the show.
Bay Parkway.
Oh, you just work. I get back to work. Okay.
Stop. Oh. Come on,
said it. Stop, I work here.
Whoa. Very nice, Mama.
A little dabble to you.
Now we're cooking with gas.
Are we best friends?
I've been nipping.
Go.
Can we send this to the Food Network?
Yes, we can.
Well, so, Food and Wine is huge, right?
Well, yes, they're one of the upper echelon. They're a beacon of hope in the culinary world.
So let me just tell you how Joey manifests this, because he was invited to like a Food and Wine event, and he was so excited. He was like, Nicole, do you know the Food and Wine, how big they are?
No, I didn't get invited to the event. I found out it was happening, and I called the PR firm. I found out who's the PR person, and I called and asked if they worked with influencers. And I said, could I call me? Can I come to this event?
Yes. And then you totally manifest your career into a fucking show of Food and Wine.
I know.
Like, how does that happen?
I don't know how it happened.
You should feel blessed.
I feel blessed. What happened was I stalked everyone there. This one was actually for Bon Appetit. It was a different company. I was stalking everyone there, and the producers of that show, like, I guess it's the chefs and all the other celebrity chefs I met there, told the producers about me, and then they called me to do, then Hollywood called, and they asked me to do those beat the receipt shows where I had to go to the grocery stores and make things for $20.
Yes.
And that was what everyone was commenting on. So all you guys were commenting on that thing, give Joey a show, give Joey a show.
Yeah, so the fans did it.
They did it, and out of nowhere, they called me. They said, we got so much feedback about your thing, and obviously people want you to have a show, so would you like to have a show? I said, could I help me? And that's how it happened.
I'd be honored.
And then I never looked back. So I just hope this is the beginning, the tip of the iceberg, if you will, because I would like to have a cooking, a cookbook. I would like to have a restaurant, and I would like to have all of you fine folks share my recipes.
Yeah, Joey. All right, so when you go on set, tell us the first time that you were on set, because I remember you were texting me, this feels weird without you. I don't know what I'm doing.
It was weird. Well, first of all, so if you don't know what a call sheet is like the day before a production.
Come down, Hollywood.
Whether it's like a commercial or a television show or a movie or whatever, it's a call sheet and has all the information that everyone needs on the thing. It has the actors, the timeline, the closest hospital, you know, all these things. And who the talent is. So I've had talent on before, but never just me. It was like, you know, like, and I was all the way at the bottom. But most of the time it says HMU or head department of hair and makeup. So this time I saw it and I sent it to Nicole, my friend Opal. And it was just surreal because it's like, I'm always on the other side. So when I finally saw my name under the talent, is that Vin Diesel?
Where? Yes.
Oh my God. Sorry, Vin Diesel's here. I was taken back, and it was true because, and even if it's like something I'm not starring in.
And your green room was amazing.
My green room was amazing. But even if it's not something that I'm not completely starring in, Nicole and I are always together, like for any show that she's doing or anything that I'm doing, like we're always together anyway. So it was like kind of weird that I had to be by myself for this, partially due to COVID, because you would have came if you were allowed to. So it's just kind of weird to have no friends or no one there to be with me. So I had to like FaceTime all my friends in the green room and popping. It was just like every moment I had to pinch myself because I never thought that I was going to be able to like use this as a job and like actually do things that make me happy. Like I thought I was going to be stuck working at the mall my whole life. But you know what? Dreams do come true.
I love malls.
Yeah, chin up and panties down, girls, and your dreams will come true. I guarantee it. Now I just need to start making money and buy a house. If anyone has a free house, I'd like to move in.
So I feel like this is just the beginning of your cooking career.
I hope so.
Like everyone's gonna start seeing, because Food and Wine, you said, is huge. I feel like a lot of people look at that and they're not just gonna put any person
right
and give them a cooking show. So the fact that you legit know exactly what you're doing, I feel like eyeballs are gonna see it. People from the Food Network are gonna see it.
Yeah.
And then it's just gonna snowball into something.
I'm hoping that like Drew Barrymore, who I'm a huge fan of, she has her talk show now.
I know,
in
I wanna
New York.
Go on. I'm so annoyed I wasn't asked.
You just have to tell her you wanna go. So my dream is like to have her like, she has Ross Matthews on now as like a fun editor.
Yeah.
Like, I just like would love to go on talk shows, like go on Ellen and do like food segments and just like do like little food things, like, you know, to promote the show, or if I have a cookbook, God willing.
So fun.
But just, or just like, you know, hey, what's happening? What's a quick meal we can make for Thanksgiving? And I would go on to the Drew Barrymore show and be like, you know, girl, I got you, girl. We got a cocktail. We're going to make this, this, and this and show you how to make it. So like, I would love to do that kind of stuff. That's always been like on my vision board. So hopefully that makes me, let's me, you know,
manifest
fulfill that goal. So Drew Barrymore, if you're listening, I'm a good time gal and you're going to like what you see.
I love her.
I know. We have to go on that show.
I know.
Do you have anything you're going to be promoting it soon? Oh, I know something. The Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Oh my God, you wish, but.
When is the season starting?
Stop.
It's happening.
Time is precious and so are our pets.
so time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
So I would formally like to announce that I love my husband, and it was his birthday party. Well, it was his birthday, March 20th. So happy birthday, honey.
How old is he now?
He's 34.
He's a Pisces, and what is Pisces he loves golf. Pisces, well, Tim's birthday is the day before, March 19th.
Why is Tim copying my husband?
I don't know. But look, that's him. That's your husband, and that's him right there on my phone grid together.
Wait, so what's a Pisces mean?
A Pisces mean that they're going to cheat on you and leave you.
Really?
Well, I don't know. That's what Tim happened to me. I wouldn't trust him.
Yeah,
I wouldn't,
he's not going to leave
I wouldn't
me.
Trust No, Pisces means they're very emotional. They are very needy. They're very private, kind of, in a way. And they're fish, so they swim away quickly. I think that's just my experience, though. But they're also psycho.
Yeah.
Yeah. Steph's calling.
I can't.
The owner of the Snoopy shop is calling.
Yeah. All right. So Joey is showing me a video from Tim. What is this?
So I sent Tim a happy birthday bright and early in the morning. And I quote, happy birthday, Timothy William, 187 forever. 187 is an inside joke. I can't tell you what it means. And I wrote forever. He didn't reply back all day. So I got drunk by like 7 o'clock and I emailed.
7 o'clock?
Well, this at the night. He didn't reply all day. So then he said, come on. He's like, it's my birthday. I have so many people texting me. I said, I see where I stand. So then he Snapchatted me, and I decided to screen record it. And I have the recording here. All rights reserved. Tim, you can't sue me.
Don't put that on me. Don't you put that on me. I'm very busy. It's my birthday.
And then he smiled. Oh, my God. We are totally dating again. So I'm here to make it official. Tim and I are back together. He sent me a voice message.
Why is he flirting with you?
Was that flirting?
Yeah.
I mean, have you seen
me? Why are you red?
Stop!
Are you 7? You guys, Joey's blushing.
I'm in
blushing.
Love. I'm
he's,
in love.
He's literally 7 years old. Ew.
So Tim and I are back together. I don't think he knows about it yet, but I'll text him and let him
is
know.
Is he still with that boy?
Yes. He lives in Colorado with another man. I can never do that. I can never go back again. Would you now? Now here, ladies, I want y'all to sound off in the comments. If your man was cheating on you, would you go back with him? Would you go back with a cheater? Is it true that once a cheater is always a cheater? Sound off. Can they comment on this podcast?
I feel like people can change, and it's been 10 years.
It has been.
So
it was June 9th. It was June 9th, 2012. It was a Sunday.
I would give it another go.
It was a Sunday. He went to the Wawa to get blue Gatorade, came back out, started driving down the road, and he said, Joe, I've been hooking up with someone. And then I caused a scene.
Wait, so he always called you Joe?
Joe.
Ew, I don't like it.
I
don't like it.
No, that's naughty.
Well, happy birthday, Tim.
Happy birthday,
and
Tim.
Happy birthday, Gianni and Lenny.
Did you get him a present?
I got him a drone, and he was like, sick drone, because he didn't know how to put it together.
Well,
and
also, he sells real estate. You can take pictures of people's houses with a drone.
Yeah, drones are like really cool. So he wanted to get one because he's getting a new boat for down the shore. And
how many fucking boats?
We're selling the boat he has to get another
boat. I'm not talking, this is RPP, and I'm not, Nicole doesn't think
RPP.
Of herself, rich people problems. Nicole doesn't think of herself as a rich person.
No, bitch.
I know you do. I'm just saying this is something that people, Nicole doesn't think she's rich, but I know she is for a fact.
I'm not rich.
This is their third boat in the 2 years that they've had that shore house.
Yeah, but we traded in for another boat, so it's basically almost paid off.
Oh, you buy it, like you lease it like
a
car?
Yeah, I have a yacht, bitch. It's just like a 6-person boat.
Is there a bathroom
Everyone
in it?
Everyone has a boat. No.
Oh.
I wish I was
Well,
rich
do you think
like
that Gianni will let me come on the boat this summer?
Is this recording?
Well, let's see.
I don't see it moving. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there it is.
It's moving.
Sorry. We're using some new software, and we have a microphone now because I'm getting into the
You already said this.
Sorry. now, how's the tempo here? The beat and the tempo.
Boom,
so, wait.
Boom.
So, another thing that Gianni gets really nice watches for Christmas. I didn't know watches cost that much money because I literally have an Apple Watch and I thought that was big. But apparently men love watches and golf clubs.
Yes. And pinky rings.
Does he have a pinky ring?
He has a pinky
ring. I never seen him wear it.
He loves his pinky ring.
Um,
he's such a mafia man.
Yeah. That's nice. I saw, oh, speaking of, this is not having to do with your husband, but it has to do with Pauly G, my husband. Do you see, he put, there's a whole thing going on that Topanga's husband, Topanga from the Girl Meets Boy.
Topanga,
her husband, apparently it was a comedian, I guess, but he was eating his cereal yesterday.
I saw it.
Cinnamon
this.
Toast Crunch, and he found shrimp tails and rat shit in the thing. So now it's a big trend on TikTok. And so Pauly D was showing off his Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and then he found an iced out Rolly.
No, he didn't. What's that?
A Rolex.
Oh, it's a joke.
He was making fun of it. But I'm
wait,
thinking,
so me and Sissy always eat Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
It is fucking good. You know what's even better than Cinnamon Toast Crunch? Drinking the milk after.
Yes.
Oh.
Because it's cinnamon milk. I never found anything wrong with my Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Well, it's a new development, and I don't know how, but
Do you think it's real?
I do think it's real, but I'm having a guess of how that would happen. And the only thing I can think of is some fatty was
eating shrimp
on their lunch, like on the line, like they were like, getting hungry, getting peckish.
Ew, sick.
Maybe they were on the keto diet. I don't know. But they were snacking on shrimps during the lunch break and forgot, and like, no, something happened, or like someone called someone over and said, Cheryl! And then Cheryl dropped her shrimp tails, and then one thing led to another.
And she didn't even realize, and it just got packaged to Topanga's husband.
Yes, and the, you know, that could happen to you. So watch out, and if you're watching, listening, General Mills, what's that? Who makes it? Whoever makes Cinnamon Toast Crunch,
Popeyes.
We will stop slandering you on our broadcast if you send us free cereal. Thank
for
you
for life. Because I eat it every night when I'm watching.
Wait, is it your house or Lear's house that had the bowls? What happened?
Wait, keep going. I want to talk about something I was watching.
Is it your house or Lear's house that has the cereal bowls that has a straw attached to it so you can drink the milk? Is that here or Leah?
I have it, but I'm sure Lear has it too.
Yeah, what a great invention. If you never saw it, I'm sure they have it on Amazon.
It's at the dollar store.
Oh, the dollar store.
You get it at the dollar store for a dollar.
A dollar. It's a cereal bowl, but it has a straw attached to the bottom. So after you drink your cereal, you just drink it. And if you've never had Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal, or any cereal milk
for that matter.
Bitches. Milk Bar, Mama Fuco, which is like this famous.
What? Who is that?
It's a very fancy, famous place in New York City. The Milk Bar, they make ice cream flavored. An ice cream flavor is called cereal milk. And if you know, you know. Cereal milk is like the fucking best. Shout out to the dollar store. And now, well, I'm sorry, you had an urgent matter?
I had an epiphany. So we always talk about what we are watching on TV, and I had no shows, and I was like so annoyed. Ew, Joey. And I was so annoyed, and I was like, I need something to binge right now because I love binging. My favorite thing to do is getting into bed and like knowing that I'm going to watch a next episode of something that I'm binging.
Mine is getting into bed and knowing I have more pills on my nightstand.
And poppers, so you can...
Oh, my God. Did I tell you to spill my poppers?
You'll do that after.
Okay.
I
oh, my
this.
God. I'm
so
die.
If you guys need a new show to binge, go on Amazon Prime. And it comes with Amazon Prime, so you don't have to buy it. And it's called Tell Me Your Secrets. It's with the girl that is... You watched it?
The way with the bob hairdo? Oh, no, that's I keep a good secret. I'm a very good person.
Tell Me Your Secret. It's the girl from American Horror Story.
I watched the whole thing. Wait, what's it about again?
It's about how she went to jail. And
yes, wait.
She's a murderer, but she's not. I don't want to tell the whole thing.
No, wait. Tell me. I watched it. I totally forgot what it was about.
I don't want to tell you what it is because I want our
I watched
crusaders.
It. But tell me again. Let me see the thing. Picture. Pull it up.
Oh, so she's dating this murderer. They both get caught. That's the mom of one of the victims. Did you watch it? Her.
Yeah, that's the girl from...
American Horror Story.
No, she's the girl from... If you watched the curly hair lady, The Undoing with Nicole Kidman. She was the blonde lawyer friend in Nicole Kidman show.
Yes.
I totally watched this whole thing and I totally forgot why I watched it.
But you forgot to tell me, you bitch.
I've been taking a new cocktail of prescription drugs.
So her name is Lily Rabb. Lily Rabb?
Yep.
Lily Rabb?
I would say Rob, like Broccoli Rob. Lily Rob.
Yeah. Lily Rob. So she is amazing in it. And you guys, it is such a thriller. And you feel like you're high because you're like, what the fuck is going on? And you like start bugging out. So you guys, new thing to watch is Tell Me Your Secrets. Amazon Prime. Do it now.
Wait, I totally forgot. Can we talk a little bit without giving it away? Because I watched the whole thing and I loved it. But I totally forgot.
I'm surprised you loved it because it was like kind of like scary.
What happened during
murderous.
It? I forget.
She comes out of jail because she was dating a serial killer.
Undercover. She's undercover.
She's undercover.
That's what it was. Never mind. Now. That's what I meant. Okay.
And then all the shit starts happening.
Yep. That's what I forgot. Yeah. So she goes in the witness protection program.
So I hope they have to have a season two the way it ended. But the mom is a fucking bitch. I'll tell you right now.
Yes. Oh, no. You already know. You already know she's alive. Oh. Forget about it.
Oh my God. Shh.
Well, no, she never said she died though.
Well, you don't even know who you're talking about. So, yeah, you guys have to watch it and then tell me how you like it. You're gonna like what you say.
It's happening.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Oh my God.
So if you guys don't know, Joey loves poppers.
So does Angelina from Jersey Shore.
Oh, shh. So Joey does poppers before he falls asleep touch himself.
No, I pleasure myself. So if you know what poppers are in the gay community, I don't know what they're really for, but basically it's like you smell them and your butthole opens up, or it makes you feel very relaxed and all the blood rushes to your peach deal in your coolie. So
I haven't tried it yet.
So you're in orgasm. It's so disgusting. So your climax is like really, really strong. But gays like them because you know, when you're doing it, you know, you are getting it in the butt. And I'm stuttering. I'm getting nervous.
Getting it in the butt. You're disgusting.
When you're getting it in your coolie, it hurts so bad. So this kind of makes you relax, so your muscles don't. You know, it's almost like doing like whippets, I'm assuming, for like straight people. But so I do them every time I pleasure myself because, you know, sick, once you start, yourself. Once you pop, you can't stop. And I'm going to make t-shirts about that. Once you pop, you can't stop. And
I said that.
You gays know that, how that is. But, I had gotten some fresh bottles. I went to the gay neighborhood the other day. I was perusing around Chelsea and, checking out the local shops. And, so I went to the Dirty Sex store and I bought some new poppers. So I had them on my thing and I just finished and I was doing my, you know, I was, you know, getting ready to clean up and everything.
Getting ready to wrap it up.
Wrap it up. And then I start smelling. I realized I didn't close it all the way during the heat of my climax.
Ew.
And then it spilled all over my pillow. And that smell does not go away soon. So I was sleeping in bed. I was like, oh my God, I'm literally getting vertigo. It feels like I'm falling from the ceiling. Because I couldn't sleep. It was like my choices were sleep in the living room, which is literally 30 inches away from my bed. Or just go to bed and deal with it. So I like went to bed. But I was having some lucid dreams. I felt like, you know, I could have died from huffing.
No, you literally could have died because I feel like that's like toxic.
Well, I turned the other way.
You were breathing it in. Well, on your pillow.
Yeah, I turned the other way. But yeah, so be careful if you spill poppers on your pillow because you're gonna feel a falling. But we want to hear about your stories with poppers. Sound off in the comments below.
Yeah. So we want to shout out all of our crusaders.
Yes.
After our live show. That did get the VIPs.
Well, we haven't spoke to them since
we were blacked
the live
out.
Show because last week, let's tell what happened last week.
The live show, you guys, did you enjoy it? We're doing another one April 30th.
Yes, but Nicole had a work obligation and I was going to do it with Lear, but I got the coronavirus shot I got to tell everyone about.
Oh my God, yes.
I haven't spoken to you in 2 weeks.
I can't.
I have so much to catch up on. We're doing great on time. So I decided to get the COVID vaccine because I know you're supposed to wait 30 days or 90 days. All of you bitches have been fucking emailing me saying, aren't you supposed to wait 90 days? And I'm like, so what do you want me to do now, Cheryl? What am I supposed to do now?
Wait 90 days after you got it?
After, you're supposed to wait 90 days after you had Corona.
Because you already have the antibodies, right?
I guess so.
Right.
So you sit down. I got an appointment. I have an excuse because I'm fat and I'm a smoker and I have high blood pressure.
Facts.
And I'm over 60. So I got the appointment in New York, and I gotta tell you, it was like a well-oiled machine, and I think partially because it is the government putting paint chips in us, not paint chips, microchips.
Oh my God, trackers!
Yeah, so that's what my sister says. So I get there, and I went to the health department up by my house, and they check you and they ask you a bunch of questions. You go in, and it's just like smooth sailing. So I get the shot. And this is about 30 days, about a month after I had Corona Marine.
Pardon.
Since I contracted it. And right in this very room that I'm sitting in.
Facts.
And so the lady said, so, you know, have you got, the first thing they ask, because everyone's wanting to know, like, what this procedure is. So I'm going to go over it very detailed.
Yes.
So please. Then you sit down. They ask you questions before
what
you
they
get.
Ask?
The first question.
What do they ask?
Well, I'm glad you asked. They ask you your appointment number to make sure you're the right hoe, and then they ask you what your what
Stephanie
call
got it too.
Stephanie.
Yeah, I have to tell you.
Oh.
Stephanie, my best friend.
Oh, she got the syringe?
She got the, yeah.
The virus?
No, the vaccine.
Oh, good. So then they ask you what your qualifying event is. And then you, at that point, you would say, I'm a teacher or whatever it is. And then they ask you for your, like, your teacher license. But mine was done. I didn't make the appointment. Lear made it. But you get on there. And then I said, well, I started explaining that I was fat and everything. She goes, oh, no, it's okay. Pre-existing. So you basically say pre-existing condition. And then they said, okay.
You said I'm fat?
No, that's qualifies my BMI.
Got it.
I'm technically obese. They said, okay, blah, blah, blah. And then you're going to go over here. So then you go downstairs in this little line. And they put you in the room. You're going to go to table 10. So the lady, her name is Christine, I remember. She sits you down and she asks you questions. So she goes, have you had, in the past 10 days or whatever, have you had the virus? They said, no, I had it a month ago. She was like, okay. So at that point, I figured I told her I had it a month ago, she would say, oh, you can't have it.
Right.
But then she said, did they give you the antibodies? Now, when you had it and you said you went to your doctor, did they shoot you with something, give you antibodies, or they just give you the antibiotics?
They just give me antibiotics.
Okay. So when Trump had it, like, and the people, like, fancy people have it, they're able to give you antibodies to treat it in the hospitals.
Oh, yeah. This is what, like, the rich people get.
To help you get over it quicker. Mm-hmm. So she goes, you had that? I said, no, I just took Tylenol and vitamins.
Yeah, what do I look like?
I took Tylenol vitamins, and that's it. She goes, okay. Then she also asked me this other question. She goes, are you taking any
inflammatories?
No. Do you have any autoimmune diseases, or are you treating any autoimmune diseases? And I do. I take Cosentyx, so it's pills for my psoriasis. It's an autoimmune disease. So I had to tell her. She goes, is that a bad thing? She goes, no, it's not a bad thing, but we do have to tell you that, you know, it might not be as strong. The vaccine might not work as strongly for patients that are taking other things that affect your – because when you take my Cosentyx for my psoriasis, it tells you your immune system's going to go down a little bit.
Oh.
That's probably why I caught it, because I never get sick normally. Knock on wood. So they asked you that. They said, no, it's nothing to worry about. Then she goes, okay, which arm would you like it in? I was like, well, is this the first date? Like, how welcoming of you? But I guess – they ask you that, I found out after, because the pain in your arm afterward is so fucking strong. So, like, you have to – she takes in consideration what side you sleep on. If, like, if you sleep on your side,
right,
you don't want to sleep on the side that you just got the shot, because it's fucking excruciating. So she puts a shot in. You don't even know what happened. I picked the left arm.
Mm-hmm.
And she put the Band-Aid on. But then the weird thing is, then they put you in this holding area where you go sit in a chair. And some like social worker stands next to you. You have to wait there for 20 minutes or 15 minutes. You're not allowed
scary.
To leave. You got to sit down to make sure you don't die or pass out or start foaming at the mouth.
So that's what happened to Steph. They put her in a room. So my best friend Steph, she runs my Beacon store. She got the vaccine, and then they ended up putting her in the room, and they had to watch her for 15 minutes.
And what happened to her?
Nothing, but she was in the room with all like literally 20 other people
me
that
too.
Got the vaccine, and they had to monitor you
it
to
was
see
weird.
If like you grew an eye.
Yes.
Or, like,
it reminded me of like Nurse Ratched. It was like so weird. They're all walking around with clipboards.
Did it feel weird?
I felt
like you were like a test patient.
Yeah. I mean, physically, there's nothing happened to me physically. But yeah, there was like everyone had their own clipboard lady, and mine was actually a man. He was kind of cute. And he's like, how are you feeling now? He's like, can you want some water or graham crackers? No. He's like, did you notice anything in this sensation area? Because this is brand new, so they got to find out like what this.
Steph's legs went numb.
In the chair?
Right away when she got the vaccine.
Did she get Moderna? I got Moderna.
No, she got Pfizer.
I got Moderna.
So right after she got it, she said her legs felt tingly and she thought she was going to be paralyzed. But she was fine.
Oh, my God.
But I think maybe it was just nerves. I don't know.
Well, nothing happened to me there. So they say, like, you know, okay, it's been – you're free to leave. But, you know, they ask you –
But then, like, what does happen if you feel weird? Do
they
bring you to the hospital?
No, it depends what it is. But it could be something simpler, like, you know – a rash and injection site. Like they need to, like, the CDC needs to know all these things to like make a consensus of, like, you know, symptoms include, you know, side effects include this. Like, if like 1,000 people had an itchy eyebrow, they're gonna be like, you know, itchy eyebrow is one of the symptoms that's like common,
not
threatening.
And then you leave.
Yeah, so they can study it. But if you do get wild out, there's a whole paramedics team there to, you know, there's a whole like little hospital they have set up there.
Yeah.
So, I was fine. I go home. Actually, I didn't go home. I had an appearance that night. And
an appearance?
Yes. I have to tell you about it.
What?
It's a new run to a restaurant opening. It is so chic. If you saw my Instagram.
Oh, I saw that. I'm like, calm
it's
down.
So chic. It's called the Bradford, and it is in Bridgewater, New Jersey. It's on top of the new AC hotels up there, and it is stellar. It's on it's run by the managers
stellar.
Of the old managers are from the Tao Group, and it's just so chic. And so if you're in the New Jersey area, hit up the Bradford. You're going to like what you see. So I go out that night, and the next morning, I wake up. No, that night, I started feeling shitty that night before I went to bed, but I was drunk, so I just didn't know if I was hungover or what it was. I woke up with full-blown, full steam ahead COVID Marie and Chris. It was like the height, like the worst part of it when I had COVID was like, I felt out of nowhere, just the same thing. I was chattering. My teeth were like, blah, 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 blah.
Ew.
I had 103 fever. I was felt like I got hit by a truck. It was horrible the next morning. But I researched, and you're supposed to get a stick during the second shot. So I said, well, how is this happening to me? So then I Googled it, and the CDC says, if you had COVID already, especially within the last 30 days, and
it
you get
gives
the shot,
it to you right away.
It's almost like you got a second shot. So this is like the Moderna, you're supposed to get sick the second shot. So they said you might not need the second shot, but I'm still getting it. But that only lasted for like 3 hours. And then I was, then I was fine the rest of the day. So that's why I couldn't do the podcast last week, because I was so sick with 103 fever.
Oh, he was dying.
It was horrible. But don't be scared. I want you, don't be scared. It went away within like a couple hours, and then I was able to eat pizza and like, you know, I mean, I still like, laid low, like I didn't get drunk until later that day, but it was scary for a second.
It was something,
but you know, I'm glad I got it, and I'm happy. I'm just hoping that, you know, I don't grow a third leg. Actually, I would like a third leg, not a third eye though.
It's happening.
Time is precious, and so are our pets, so time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
The tea, hunty?
What is the tea about the celebs these days?
Well, I have a lot. Let me get my notes here. First of all, Elliot Page. Formally reminded everyone that the artist formerly known as Ellen Page has now transitioned to Elliot Page and is living his true authentic self. But we were lucky enough to get a glimpse into Elliot living his authentic self in the new Time magazine, I believe it was, where he graced the cover with a shorn cropped hairdo. And just, you know, some casual clothes. And I gotta say, he's a little twinky for me, but he's a handsome guy. And I'm glad that he's finally gonna be taking on new roles in acting, living authentically as a male.
I'm so excited to see what his new roles are gonna be now.
I'm sure, I hope they're the same as before.
And I hope that they cast him.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
Yeah.
Why am I writing notes. Yeah, so the pictures showed up, and he's a little cutie.
So cute.
And actually looks younger than their former self.
Good for you, Elliot.
So yeah, welcome to the world, Elliot Page.
Yes, live your truth.
But I have bigger news. I got bigger fish to fry. Elliot, take a breather, bro. everyone and my mother, like I literally, thank God I have unlimited text messages and unlimited messaging on social media. And I never watched a show. Now, and I didn't even know what was happening. But, you know, your friend Jenny McCarthy, our friend Jenny McCarthy, she hosts a little Kiki show.
Yes, love you, bitch.
With Tamar Braxton. Oh, not Tamar Braxton. What's the lady's name? Natasha Schwarzenegger.
Nicole Scherzinger.
And then the guy that jumped out of the trunk in Hangover. Him?
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
And then some other guy.
Did you know he's actually a doctor in real
life?
Yes,
I knew that.
How crazy.
So it's called The Masked Singer. I never really got into the show because I can't wait weeks to find something out. If I like have something, like don't you have to like wait like 4 episodes to find out?
Oh my gosh, yes.
But the dancing one. Yes. Our friend Vinny did the dancing with the mask. And
yeah, he's famous.
You couldn't find out for weeks. Like there was a tulip apparently that everyone thought was this person. You have to wait fucking the whole season to find out who the fuck it is.
Well, on The Masked Singer, everyone thought I was the jellyfish. Because I was getting tweets. And we know you're the jellyfish.
Who was it?
I don't know.
They didn't reveal. It was not revealed yet.
Well, they did, but I don't know who it was.
Well, that's why. I don't know if that works. I mean, if you watch a show, correct me if I'm wrong.
I heard it's amazing.
I would only watch that show if I was able to find out who it was that day. Like, I can't wait. I wouldn't be able to sleep.
Yeah, it pissed me off.
I wouldn't be able to sleep. No, I need to know the ending. That's why I
can't sleep.
I need to know. So the world, you know, my phone blew up, and apparently, one of my friends was on the show.
Who?
Dressed as a bird. Or maybe a phoenix. Or a phoenix or a falcon or something.
Okay.
So I have the exclusive clip here.
Exclusive.
Okay, and first of all, if you don't know who I'm talking about, you're going to about to know soon. With the Masked Singer, I thought they disguised their voice, like, with the interviews, you know?
Well, like, they make them, like...
They sound like Minnie Mouse.
Oh, Minnie Mouse, okay.
So they're, like, so they're doing the interview. Oh, and Nancy Lash works there. I love her.
Who's that?
Oh, she, ew. It'll be on the clip. You'll
Joe
see.
Is chugging Coke.
I'm so thirsty. I'm like a camel.
Oh, my God.
Can I smoke in here?
Yeah.
So, Niecy Nash, so, oh no, they had, like, so say we're doing the interview, like, you know, so what made you want to do the show, Nicole, or pretend to be Mickey Mouse?
I just wanted the experience of singing on stage.
And I sound okay. Like Momo.
So you do that, but then you go on the fucking stage and put your mask, your outfit on, you sing in your real fucking voice. They don't disguise the voice, so that's, so like.
That's stupid.
Especially in this case, because if you ever heard this person's voice in your life, and they start fucking wailing, Kesha, I was like, the show would be fucking over. Second they sing their voice, you're gonna die.
Can we hear? Are you saying who it is yet?
You don't. No, they don't know yet.
It's behind such an imposing, dramatic costume.
How do you know? Lean in.
This is the person talking in the Minnie Mouse voice.
Here's the tea. When people see me, they always see a winner, baby. But while I've graced the cover of many magazines, I've actually hidden behind a mask for most of my life. Even from those that I love the most, like my superhero, Deb. They taught me how to shoot for the stars. So I did. And eventually, millions saw me as a superhero. But the more I focused on pleasing others, the farther I got from who I really was. My dad was proud of what I did, but I often wonder if he'd be proud of who I am.
So right now,
I'll never know.
I don't know who this is right now.
I want to hear the singing.
It's happening.
Fast forward. I don't give a shit what you're saying. I want to hear the singing. There's no time to waste. So that's basically all the clues for everyone.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
What?
Wait. Now here's the Falcon or the Phoenix. Jenny looks hot.
She always looks hot.
Now you tell me who the fuck this is.
Oh, it's so theatrical.
Door gonna hit the city before
oh my god,
when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back.
No girl, what clothes here?
Do they know who it is? I mean,
if they have ears.
Gonna get a little bit tipsy.
Oh my god, goodbye.
Get a girl. The show would be over. I would have screamed it into the microphone and everyone would be over. If you don't know who it is.
You guys.
It's Caitlyn Marie Jenner.
Are you kidding?
So let's see what the girls have to say.
Yeah, let's see if they know.
I can tell you that Phoenix and I have the exact same singing voice. So I will say spectacular. Spectacular.
Oh my God.
I love that.
Okay, panel. Who is behind the Phoenix mask? Write down who you think it is.
I mean, Ave.
I mean, who else would it be?
Did these wings take any getting used to?
Oh, that's, I love her.
Me too. Niecy Nash. Yeah.
Wings aren't new to me. I fly all the time. In fact, I flew with one of you recently, but we never met.
Okay.
What?
I've flown to Phoenix.
Oh, it's Robin
so
Thicke.
Obviously, this person is very fashionable and jet-setting, and the clue packages
are
definitely getting...
I mean, I guess maybe not that everyone in the world is the biggest fan of Caitlyn as I and the Crusaders.
But right away, you could tell.
The first syllable I would have fucking known. So, I wonder if Sophia went there with her. I'm going to text her.
Sophia!
But get it, girl. Caitlyn Marie, I don't know if she won the prize or whatever happened, but... I mean, what an exciting week for me and for all of you at home. I'm gonna start. I don't know if I can watch it because I don't know still if you find out the same day because I'd be pissed off. Next up on our list, we started off with a good LGBT open. Okay, Billie Eilish. Did you miss the Grammys? Did you watch any of the Grammys?
No, I don't watch any of that shit.
Okay, well, it's getting better because now celebrities are back allowed on the carpet in limited numbers. Okay. Billie Eilish dyed her hair blonde, and everyone thought that.
Ooh.
She looks pretty.
I think she's so pretty.
She is. Everyone thought that. But she's been blonde for 3 months now, but she's been wearing a wig. A green and black wig she's been wearing. She worked to the Grammys to wear a wig on all of her appearances and everywhere. Because I guess, you know, I don't think her hair is ready yet. I think when you take it from black, like dyed black and green to blonde, it takes the process. It was probably orange for a long time, but now it's finally ready for the reveal. And now she's
stunning.
Yeah. So I have tea on. Okay. Did you see what happened with Kylie?
Wendy Williams farted.
After they ate Wendy Williams farted and burped at the same time.
Wait, did you guys see the clip on TikTok?
I saw the clip. And it was a fart and burp. But my friend was actually on that show. He has a restaurant, Ed's Lobster Bar in New York City. They're actually moving right now, but to another location. Ed's Lobster Bar in the city. He was on there.
He was there when she farted?
Chef Ed McFarland. But after she already ate. I said, did she fart from your food? Because he was on there showing her corned beef and cabbage recipes. He was showing. It was she ate that food after she farted.
Wait, but she burped.
Before she farted, sorry.
But she burped and then farted. So that fart wasn't supposed to happen.
No, it wasn't. It was like a toot. Yeah, so I was like, Ed, is that your food that did it? But no, she farted before she ate.
It's happening.
So Kylie is, she's clearing things up. And I'm glad she did because everyone was giving her hate, saying that she's a horrible person and a gritty Scrooge. Which is not the case. So her friend who's like a hairstylist or a makeup artist.
Oh my God, yes.
Got in a bad car accident. I don't know their name. A bad car accident.
What
and
a sin.
And needed help with medical bills to get surgery that they needed to survive. So there's a GoFundMe that started. So Ariel, I guess, is friends with him. Ariel, her makeup artist, is friends with the hairdresser or makeup artist as well. So he told Kylie about it. And there's a GoFundMe. So Kylie went to the GoFundMe. They were trying to raise $10,000 for the bills.
That's it?
That's all I needed at the time, I guess. Listen.
Was she going to pay for that?
No. So she went to this website and it said, you know, they already made $6,000.
Well, that's nice, generous
thing.
People.
So she goes, all right, I'll just meet their goal then. So she wrote a check for $5,000. So she saw that they needed to complete the thing. So she completed the thing. At the time, it was only $10,000. So then she shared her thing and said, hey, guys, this is something that happened to my friends. And if you're able to, you know, to bring awareness, if you'd like to be able to donate, whatever. But then they changed the goal from $10,000 to $60,000. So it was after that point. She already donated, and this isn't her makeup artist. This is someone that's like a friend of a friend from her. So everyone was saying, you know, she's a horrible person. She's a Scrooge. You're a billionaire. You make $25 million an hour. How dare you, you trashy bitch. So then she had to clear the air up, and I'm totally on Kylie's side because people are so quick to judge and whatever. She did, you know, she did more than enough for herself to donate that money to someone that she like barely knew. And, you know, she saw the thing. And the thing is, if they needed $60,000 to do it, I'm sure she would have thrown down the money. She just wanted to close it out and get them to their goal. So clear it up. Yeah, she's not a greedy bitch.
Leave Kylie alone.
Yes. Kanye Marie. So we know that the Kanye and Kylie. What's your name? Kimberly?
Kimberly Marie.
They're breaking up. And do you know how much money he's worth?
Kim is worth more, isn't she?
Not even close.
Really?
Not even close.
So Kanye is worth $300 million.
No.
Oh. What is he worth?
$6.6 billion.
Billion.
Billion. She's Cuckoo Kardashian, whatever her name is. What's your name? Kimberly?
Chloe?
She's only worth $750 million. She's not even a billionaire yet.
Only $750 million.
Yeah.
Damn it.
But Kanye Marie, because of his
billions.
And $3.2 billion is from his Kanye Kardashian hair sneakers that he has, the Yeezys.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
With Adidas.
Yeah.
So that's where he gets all his money from. So now we're saying, like, you know, originally we thought they're just gonna go their separate ways, but now that Kim knows that he's got the billions of dollars, does she want some money?
She has $740 million.
$50 million.
Yeah, what does she need money for?
Well, apparently she needs money because she built an entire town for her children on her property.
What is she?
She built a town. Did you see it?
Was she WandaVision?
Did you see the town?
No.
I'll show it to you. She has a Starbucks. She has a KKW beauty store. She has an Ulta.
She has her own town.
Her own town.
How do you do that?
For the kids.
How do you do that?
She built it on her property. There's a Starbucks there.
Like a functional Starbucks? Like with employees?
Or yeah, she runs North herself? Works there. Kim. Oh, it's my for the kids. God. Kim. Kids.
Must be nice to have your own town.
Town. I'm going to show you the pictures of it. Kim's building a mini town in her backyard.
What is happening?
And the construction's not even done yet. In the home. Where the fuck are the pictures? Sorry, I would pull them up. But she, yeah, there's all these different things. Images. No, there's the town.
If I had, what would you put in your town? If I had my own town, I would definitely have a Starbucks because I love my GTLs, my green tea lattes. I know a lot of you ask when I post with it. It's green tea latte. If you love matcha, it's really, really good. And I can't do caffeine, so that's what I get it. And I do soy milk in it. So I would definitely do a Starbucks. I would definitely do like a spin class place so I could do my spin and run. Oh, I would do Barry's Boot Camp. No, I would do a Rumble.
There's a KW Beauty.
And then I would do something for the kids. Oh, so it looks like a movie set.
Like a village. It's like a village. These are real buildings though. Like these are bigger than my apartment. These one that one that oh KKW Beauty store. And the Starbucks is there. There's a diner. There's a train station.
Okay, so in my town I would do a Starbucks. I would do a workout spin class. Spin/ cardio, so it would be like Rumble, Barry's Boot Camp, and then I would have a gay bar.
Oh, same.
I would have like a crazy gay bar with like stripper poles and everything, and then obviously I would have something for the kids, and then probably like a bounce house or something. And what else would I need? Yeah, and then the gay bar. What would you have in your town?
I would have three different. I would have three restaurants to myself. I would have Poppy have his own restaurant because I don't want to work with him. He would annoy me.
Yeah.
I would have a liquor store with a wine tasting place there as well.
Oh, yeah. I want to add a winery to my
town. Add a winery. So I want to have like a winery tasting thing.
Like a Polar's.
Yeah, three of my own restaurants. And I want to have definitely a gay bar.
Yeah.
I would definitely have a, what else would I want in my town?
Movie theater?
No, people get shot there.
But it's your town.
Well, I have to have people. I'm not going to live by myself.
But yeah, but it would be like your friends.
Oh, yeah, maybe a movie theater. Definitely would have some kind of indoor. I would have some kind of like beach club, like resort thing, like a pool and a bar and like a restaurant and a nightclub. Like I'd have a whole like a mini hotel where it has like a pool and
also let your friends can stay there.
Yeah, so I'd have like pool parties and like have you ever everyone can stay over like a resort. I'd have a resort
like Disney.
Yeah, and yeah. So Kim, congratulations on your little town.
Good for you.
Yeah, good for you.
Rich bitch.
I know. What else is here? Oh, Blue Ivy.
Who that? Beyonce's daughter.
She won a Grammy.
A Grammy?
I didn't know she was a singer. Yeah.
What she win a Grammy for? What song?
I don't know. She's like a kids' bop song, I think.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Pull it up.
I don't know.
Oh my God, you're the worst.
And Beyonce, apparently, she won, is the biggest Grammy winner of all time. And they told her that on stage. And she's like, oh, well, that's nice. Thank you.
Shut up.
Yeah, she's won the most Grammys of any single person in the world ever.
And she said, oh, that's nice.
She goes, that's nice. And Blue Ivy's been drinking cereal out of her Grammy.
Blue Ivy song?
Yeah, I'd like to hear it if you can pull it
she
up.
She sings. Nope, I don't see it.
It's a Grammy winning song.
Watch Blue Ivy sing Brown Skin Girl.
Oh, I believe that's the track, the Brown Skin Girl.
Is that her?
This is a sophomore track as well. So that was Blue Ivy, and this is Blue Ivy in the bathroom.
Who'd you make this up for?
My mom and Zio Joe.
I thought it was everyone, just us.
This is Blue Ivy's new track. It takes her a minute to get into it.
Make sure my dad's
oh my God.
Get rid of. Waking up in the morning. So many things, I just wish things would get better. I'm trying to get rid of them, but nothing seems to stay the same.
This is really good too.
Woke up in the morning.
So you heard it here first. Blue Ivy, congratulations on your career. We are so proud of you, and you deserve everything that you have.
Get it, girl.
What else happened? We're funny.
I can't.
Bella Thorne, she got engaged after she made $1 million.
To hell!
I don't know, guy, he's very cute.
I feel like she's been dating a lot of people.
Yeah, she quit her porn career. Oh, no, she was directing porn. Then she...
No, then she's a singer.
She's
a rapper.
No, she went to... Oh, then she wrote rapping songs. And yeah. Then she went on OnlyFans and she made $1 million. And now yes. She's engaged. What's going on with Aaron Carter? Did you get in a tiffle with him? Or you guys were talking?
A tiffle?
Oh, he called you.
Aaron Carter ended up DMing me, and he left me 2 voice notes.
Do you have them?
Oh my god, no, because they disappeared.
What did he say?
He said, "My fiance loves you." Yeah, that's basically it. He said, "My fiance loves you," and then send me your address. I want to send you some merch.
Do you send him my address?
Not yet, but I was nervous because I thought he was going to yell at me. I'm like, "What did I do? Is he mad at me?"
Well, we're good friends. We have a video of.
I have it ready.
Okay.
What's up, girl? Hope you're doing good.
Like we're friends.
My fiance can call you. She loves you. Call back.
Bye. And then the next one?
Exclusive.
Send me a good address or P.O. box so I can send you some outfits. Some new love outfits. I have some crazy new ones. I want to send it to you. Alright? So send me like a P.O. box or something. Or you can send me your house. It'll be private. Don't worry. But if not, P.O. box is cool. Let me know.
Oh my god, are you best friends?
So I love the fact that, because that sounds like we're really close.
Like you talk all the time.
Yeah.
Like, call him back, girl.
We don't. The last time we talked to him was on the podcast.
Yeah.
So the fact that he did that was so funny.
Wait, tell him.
And that's the shirt. How cute.
I want one too. Can you tell him to send me and you some text back now? Give them my address.
Yeah.
Give them my address. Say, me and my best friend Joey love you.
P.O. Box 3, Florham Park, New Jersey.
Yeah. And say, I need an extra large for Joey.
07932.
And send a picture of me to him. And see if I follow him. Oh, he already follows me. If you guys want to send us anything.
P.O. Box.
P.O. Box 3.
Wait, I'm sure there's stuff in there because I forget to check it.
Oh, and wait. So I did receive some sweatshirts the other day from Bleached. Oh, my God. I got to get their name down. There was some confusion because they sent them to, I had them send them to our PR office in New York.
Calm down, PR firm.
But since they weren't coming, they were not in the office due to COVID, but they sent them to me. They're from Bleached. Hold on. And they're so cute. One says Free Britney on them. And they're super cute hoodies. I want to get the right thing.
So cute.
Bleach.
By the way, what is going on with Britney, you guys? You need to look at her her Instagram. She's posting all red things. I don't know what red is. Is that Project Rose?
No.
Everything is red. She posted like a red cat, a red fridge. Like everything's red. She's just saying red.
Red? Like,
what does this mean? Is it blood? Filth? Your period? You got your periods. What does it mean? Everyone thinks it's a sign, but I have no idea. I can't. I don't know what that means.
I can't find the girl's hoodies, but I'm going to find it and text it on my Instagram. But thank you for the Bleached hoodies. I love them so much. And show yourself. But Project Rose. Okay. Now, she was seen out and about with her fiance, her boyfriend, whatever his name is, and the kid.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. I don't have anything else to say about that. But, oh, no, that's right. Her conservatorship, she's trying to go back to court, and she found some lady that's been taking care of her, and she wants her to work there and be the conservator instead of Jamie Marie Spears.
Yes.
But we're just praying for you, Brittany, and
yeah,
hopefully
we love
make
you.
A good comeback.
We love you, bitch.
Can Rihanna make some music soon?
Can we talk about Demi Lovato? Did you watch her documentary?
I didn't watch
it. Documentary?
But I read the headlines. she was a real hot mess for a moment. She was on crack, meth, and heroin.
Well, didn't she say she was sexually... Assaulted?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. She
by her drug dealer.
Yep.
I and have that's to watch it. Is it on YouTube? You. I haven't watched it yet.
I don't know where it is. But
I guess everyone is judging her because she's not fully sober. And
well, she still drinks and stuff, or she's still shooting up meth and crack?
No, she still drinks and she still smokes weed, but she doesn't
That's what everyone
crack.
Does. I mean, I would be okay if I can...
So everyone's like, you're
if
not
I can
sober.
Get from, if I can become from a crackhead to a person that just drinks and smokes weed, I would think be really proud of myself and be like, you know what? I did it, by golly.
Yeah.
But I think that's the main goal for everyone that goes through treatments that do enjoy it. But it's about finding balance and in your sobriety. I mean, like, you know, everyone would love to be able to have the balance, but that's the problem. They can't have to go from all or nothing because they can't trust themselves because they'll go right back into the crack house.
Yeah, so it's called Dancing with the Devil. It's on YouTube, I believe. And she talks about having 3 strokes, a heart attack. She was left for dead by her drug dealer after he raped her. It's just a lot of stuff.
What a night.
It's a lot of stuff in her docuseries. So I need to watch this and we can talk about it next week. But the fact that she did open up and she told her truth in her story, that's powerful.
Demi, we stand with you, girl. I did find the person who sent us the
no one cares about your fucking hoodies.
It's Dyed, D-Y-E-D, _ bleach, on Instagram. And they're from Boston, Massachusetts. Thank you
Get
so much.
Get to Boston. Thank you so make much. Sure to come to our show when we come into Boston again.
Yes.
You guys, we are doing the Wilbur.
Oh, we didn't tell everyone yet?
No. When did we say that?
We said,
I feel like we said it already.
Maybe we did. But yeah, we're coming back to the Wilbur Theater in January for my birthday.
So we're doing the Texas, we're doing Connecticut, and we're doing Boston.
Yes.
And we're just going to keep adding them.
We're just going to keep adding them. And I definitely want to go back to the drag queen bar we went to in Boston and have those cute little appetizers with the drag queens again. That was
so cute.
And what else are there in the news? Do you have any celebrity news? Are you working on any projects that no one knows about that I can out you with?
Yeah, but we can't talk about it yet.
Okay. Harry and Meghan. So it was only a matter of time until Lifetime. So did you watch the Oprah Marie interview?
Jessica Walter died.
I saw that. I don't know who she is. What does she do?
R.I.P. Jessica Walter.
Yeah, we're sorry, girl. What happened?
She was on Arrested Development. She was 80 years old.
Well, she was 80. Oh, wow. I know her.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen her in a couple
films.
Oh,
no, that's not nice.
Poor thing. Rest in peace, Jessica Walter.
Harry and Meghan, did you watch the Oprah Marie interview?
No.
Okay, well, Harry, Marie, and Meghan They were telling their tell-all. They spilled the
Didn't
tea.
Didn't we talk about this last week or the week before?
I don't know. I'm just it's a follow-up.
Got it.
So now there are three feature films being greenlit called
On Lifetime.
On Lifetime.
Called Wait, Leaving the Castle. Wait, did one about her.
One, yeah. This one's called Leaving the Princess or
Leaving the Hellhole.
Leaving the Castle or something. Oh, it's right here. Leaving the Palace. I knew it started with a P.
Oh my God.
I wrote that down earlier. There's three of them. Leaving the Palace. And I'm so excited for this. I hope they launch one during Christmas and like make it Christmas themed. Like, wouldn't you want, like, I want to see like,
I
want to see a dramatic themed one. Like, you know, where it's like very drama and scary. Then I want to see like a love story theme, like a fairy tale, like where it's happy. Yeah. And then I want to see a Christmas theme one where they leave the palace during Christmas and the queen is like,
wait,
you only get three witches and the queen is actually a Mrs. Claus.
So can we manifest something?
Yes.
I want to be in a Hallmark Christmas movie. But I don't want to be like the one falling in love, obviously, because I can't fake like kissing someone. But I want to be like the best friend, like, oh, girl, tell me.
Can I be the gay waiter that works in town, that works at the cafe?
If anyone's listening that works on Hallmark Christmas movies, we want to be cast.
I want to play a gay waiter that works at the cafe in town. I'm like, Cheryl, get in here, girl. Can I make you a latte? That'll get your mind off things.
Yeah, and I want to play the friend of the girl that's like, oh, I don't know if I like him.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know if he's the one. He's like, you need to treat yourself with respect.
No, I'm going to be the bitch like, honey, get him.
We have to Google transcripts from a movie and pretend to act out our feelings next time.
Yeah.
Crispy Marie Teigen, she quit Twitter after 10 long years.
When?
Yesterday.
I was just watching her tweets the other day.
She quit today.
I saw her tweeting how everyone is so mean. And
that's why she quit.
Okay.
So she broke her silence. But this comes at a very strange, a very very comfortable time for her because she's launching a brand new business adventure.
With Kris Jenner.
Yes.
Joey already bought products.
I spent $100.
You got sucked into it.
Well, you know what? I like supporting other celebrities like myself.
Yes.
And on their ventures. No. So Crispy Teigen quit Twitter because she was getting bullied about having this. And something about QAnon, I don't know what that means. I think it's something to do with, like, conspiracy theories or something. She mentioned something about that in her quitting statement.
Oh, yes.
I don't know what it means. I think it's something to do with racism or, like...
I think it's people believing in conspiracy theories.
Yes. Yeah. So she said it had to do with that, but everyone was bullying her, cyberbullying, pardon, about her doing a venture with Kris Jenner. And that's just basically, when people are hating, they're just jealous. So she started a new line called Safely. You can go to getsafely.com and use code, I forget the code, but you get $5 off. They have a new thing of cleaning products. So they're biodegradable and they're refillable. And they're all made from plants. It's all plant-based and it has essential oils in it, which I love. And I love cleaning my house and I love having things that smell good. So I took the bundle of all different things. So they have a hopefully they're hearing this because I want to get more free shit. But I bought mine. Thank you. They have an all-purpose cleaner. They have a glass cleaner. They have laundry detergent. And they have hand wash, hand lotion, and hand sanitizer. And it's in green packaging that's refillable. And it smells amazing, I heard. It smells like lemongrass and fresh herbs.
Ooh.
And I'm excited to try it out. You know, I'm assuming it's good. If it's not, then, you know, I'll give it to a needy person.
To Dina Rehnquist.
To Dina Rehnquist. So, yeah. So, look out for that. And, crack on me.
Welp, this was lovely.
It truly was.
We love you guys so much. And again, we are sorry that we missed last week, but we're here and we're back and we love you so much. We hope you have a great weekend. And do not forget, we are doing another live virtual show on Looped April 30th. I don't know when the tickets go on sale, but
yeah,
it's going down again, bitches. And I promise this time we're not going to black out and we're doing our meet and greets before the show. So we don't fuck it up and, you know, we're not able to speak to call you guys.
Yeah. So thank you for joining us. And to Dina Rehnquist.
To Dina Rehnquist. We love you. Bye.
It's happening.